Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Libero Copper and Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LBC and on the OTCQB under the symbol LBCMF. Chad and I are chatting with the CEO, Ian Harris. Now, Ian, I first want to follow up on some of the news, some of the work that's going to be ongoing in the Golden Triangle. First, starting with the July 27th news release that outlines the start of drilling at the Big Red property, again, in the Golden Triangle. A 5,000-meter program is planned and starting off here. Take us through the overall goals of this drill program this year, please.
Yeah, and if you and first, thanks for the opportunity to talk again and give everybody an update. It's I think you'll hear a little bit of the excitement in my voice. Because the company has gone through so much since the beginning of the year, bringing on new projects, significant new management directors, significant financings. I mean, it's made a dramatic transformation since the discovery at Big Red last year, the porphyry copper discovery. So it's so exciting now that we're finally have all these different strategies that are finally being implemented, and it's starting at Big Red. So that we're actually drilling, getting back at Big Red, following up on the Tehari discovery last year. So specifically on that point, we have a 5,000-meter program at Big Red put together, following up on the 2020 drilling. So at the very end of season last year, on the last drill pad, we followed up on a magnetic low geophysics anomaly and made a discovery of a copper porphyry. Unfortunately, it was with an RC rig because the previous drilling was at higher elevation, but it accomplished its task, right? You know, the ability to drill with RC multiple holes very quickly allowed us to get to the Tehari target by the end of season. And we're basically following up on that discovery. What makes it significant is that it's mineralization that starts right from surface. It's disseminated, and the size of the anomaly says that it's got legs to become a future open pittable mine. It's got very similar grades to Saddle North that is nearby that recently sold for 450 million Canadian to Newmont. So we're basically got a very exciting, easy path to follow, right? We have to continue to follow up and determine the size and scale of that deposit. And continue to go through the development cycle. First, size and grade to get a develop an exploration target is kind of our near-term goals, but then it will be following up specifically on resource drilling.
Well, Ian, one of the things that caught my attention on the press release is just how quickly you're able to get results in the field when you're using some of the preliminary IP and you got this portable XRF soil data scanner that you can actually, up to the very minute, kind of define your drill hole. So speak to some of that technology and how that's playing into making exploration more efficient for you in the field.
Yeah, our tagline and internal that we talk about is using traditional exploration techniques with modern technology. So not only do we have the portable XRF to get real-time results, I mean, they're out in the field in the morning and we're getting results in the afternoon directly with the XRF. And it allows up to the last minute, modify or adjust our drilling plans. We've just finished a 3D IP survey. That's wrapping up, so we're in anticipation of getting the initial IP results. We have the technology on the ground. You know, the geologists are out mapping with their iPads and can immediately be pulling up the information. And it's pretty incredible what they're doing to maximize the amount of information that we can get during the drilling season and applying that right up to the minute. And that's been successful for us. If it wasn't true, then we wouldn't have been able to make the Tehari discovery at the end of the last year, right? It was field work that was being done. We were, you know, following up behind with RC rig drilling, you know, literally planning drill holes and then executing them on within a week's time period. So I believe without that strength, we wouldn't be sitting where we are today, right? We'd still be planning the initial holes on Tehari instead of delimiting the size of the deposit.
So just a quick reminder then, Ian, can you give everybody some insights on the grade and widths that were hit last year that made that discovery, more or less what you're hoping to follow up on here?
Yeah, so the very initial holes, from surface to the bottom of the holes, some of the best holes were 120 meters at 0.41 equivalent copper and 80 meters at 0.43. So our expectation is determine how deep does that go, and then obviously stepping off from that. As a comparison, Saddle North of G2 Gold was about 300 million tons at a 0.47 equivalent copper. So again, the similarities are there. There's a pathway of creating clear value for the company as long as we maintain a strong discipline and continue to advance the project, the resource estimate. So I really like that because we have a very clear strategy that it's not we're hoping to do something. There's a clear pathway of how to create value and at Big Red we've established it at Big Red, we've established it at Makoa, and we've established that at also. Esperanza. So we have some really great platforms of creating value for the company.
Well, Ian, before we leave the Golden Triangle, let's shift over to the Big Bulk Project, also in the Golden Triangle, southeast of Stewart. There's a small drill program that you have slated for that as well. Bring us up to speed on what's going on at Big Bulk.
So Big Bulk is an earlier stage project that we have a very, I like to call it a binary drilling program with 2,000 meters. It's to confirm our new interpretation and hopefully enters into our project pipeline. We get that discovery hole that's our goal here is establishing a discovery hole that can determine the potential grade and the overall size of the deposit that, you know, checks the box that it can become a future mine. So previously, Teck had drilled the project and were, you know, thought the system was basically vertical. They had some very interesting intercepts, 21 meters at over 1% equivalent copper, 53 at over 0.5% equivalent copper. And we've gone through, the area has been remapped. There's been a new interpretation. And what we believe is that they skipped through, you know, that the whole deposit has been tilted on the side and they basically skipped through. What we're calling our phase two mineralization. So the purpose of this drill program is to get right into the center, targeting that phase three based on new mapping. We now have our camp is now complete at Big Bulk. Our expectation is that drilling program will be executed at the end of August. Right now, we're just rechecking, continuing to do updates on the mapping. Again, very similar to what we do at Big Red, where we're continuously getting updated information so that up to the minute, you know, those that the final angles and azimuths of the drill holes, we can adjust accordingly.
Okay, so another drill program starting up there. What about the Makoa project? This one is in Colombia. We've talked about it before, and I know that you are getting ready to drill there, but what updates can you give us at Makoa, please?
So like I said, we have three clear pathways to value. The real excitement right now is the drilling is happening on the ground at Big Red, and our goal is to make sure that it's at the end of the drilling season, we're getting out the drill results, and we're mobilizing at Makoa. It's no coincidence that I'm currently in Colombia. So this call is actually coming from Medellin. I was just last week, all week at the Makoa project. We've had significant advances. We're really ramping up in terms of our communication and working with the local community. We've gone door to door through the community that's closest to us. We've really spent a lot of time internal in the company establishing very clear value system. It's been a part of the recipe of success that I've had previously in Ecuador and also Ernie Mast had in Panama. You start internal with your company. You make sure that everybody has the same shared value system. And in our case, it's all about respect and responsibility. For the importance of the project. So we've gone door to door with the local community and established that communication and start on that building, building that trust. And that, you know, previously they said it would be impossible to do. So now we're basically the door is open. They say, we can come on in. We'll work with you. They're excited about the project. We have three new local hires that have been put into a geological training program. Right now we're pulling out the old cores, we're re-looking at them, we're developing our geochemistry programs, we're currently looking at doing geophysics. The permits are now in the works, so we believe by the end of the year we'll be starting to execute on our drilling program. But in between that time, our expectation is we'll be doing the soil sampling and we'll be doing the geophysics again, relooking at our drilling programs to be optimizing them, right? Because we feel that this is something that's right around the corner. So things are really ramping up in Colombia right now.
Well, Ian, just remind everybody, you know, what the budgets were for the drilling on these programs coming up in the Golden Triangle and potentially at Mocoa, and what kind of cash the company has in the bank to continue to push things forward.
Well, we've raised $9 million this year. We've raised through private placement $7 million and had a little bit over $2 million come in through warrants this year, which has been great. The big bulk and big red budgets are about $5 million. So we still have significant amount of money left in the bank. We could execute also the planned 5,000 meter drilling program at Esperanza. So we will probably, you know, we don't want to run the bank account to zero. So we'll probably be looking at additional financing before the end of the year. But that is obviously based upon the valuation and the drilling results from Big Red. Today, we are about still $6 to $7 million in the bank.
Okay. So enough money to get through this year's program. And you know what? It seems like at least near-term catalysts, the drill programs that are underway and going to be starting up in the Golden Triangle. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Libero Copper and Gold. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Ian regarding any of the drill programs or any of the projects within the company's project portfolio, you can always email us, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Ian, thank you for the update. Thanks for your time. We'll touch base on the back of some news.
Wonderful. Look forward to it.